Hi.
It's been a while.
There you go.
And we're going to be talking with Lisa Durfee. I'm so excited, as teenage girls say. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Ellen, they haven't said that in a couple of years. And they say, oh my God. Oh my God. It's Lisa Durfee.
Lisa Durfee.
Proprietor of Five and Diamond.
Yes.
Ooh, like she's a free plug-in, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Right. The great vintage shop on the corner of Columbia and Fifth here in Hudson.
The corner of Fifth and Diamond.
But it turns out she also is a very well-known dumpster diver.
Oh, really?
And as a
Have
dumpster
you caught her in
diver...
the act?
I haven't caught her in that, but she has come up with some, come up for air with some wonderful things. And among them, a whole box full of the records of the
girls' training.
No. That wasn't a dumpster dive. That was a yard sale. That was a local yard sale.
Oh, a yard sale. Sorry.
Hard to tell the difference sometimes.
The girls' training school papers.
Right.
Yeah.
But you rescued them. That was the important thing. I mean, they turned out to be really...
Yeah. I loaned them out to somebody a year and a half ago, and I'm still waiting to get them back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a touchy subject.
It is now public.
I did get a $500 deposit, but I have a feeling that this person doesn't ever want to return them. Anyway.
Oh, dear. But she also rides her bicycle a
Closer.
Lot. And she also...
She also rides her bicycle.
...is a photographer.
You
know, I'm not a photographer.
How do you describe yourself?
Everybody's calling me one all of a
sudden. You're an artist. You are a multidisciplinary artist.
I like to do a lot of things, but I'm not really a photographer. I just like to take pictures. I took a photography class like in the winter of one of my winters in college.
And you were a bar
developed
student.
My own film and printed my own pictures, but that was like a really, really
See, Ellen,
long
that's
time
just
ago.
What this show needs, an injection of modesty.
But you are... A Bard graduate, are you not?
I am.
Not everyone studied art there, Ellen.
And I didn't take any photography classes there. I took a lot of art and science and music classes, but I didn't take photography there. But
so let's talk about the evolution of this show. It's going to be at Hudson Opera House.
The evolution of the show is that...
Well, first of all, what's the show called?
Okay, the show is called No Parking, the alleys of...
Alleys and garages.
Barns and garages of Hudson and alleys. And I don't even know because now I don't have the card.
The alleys and garages of Hudson.
Yeah. Because Bill Hellerman, it all kind of started about 10 years ago when I was sitting at Red Dot talking to Bill Hellerman. And he told me, we got to talking about the alleys somehow, and we discovered we both loved the alleys, like a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, back in 1998, I drove all through the alleys, and I kind of documented all of my favorite barns and garages.
Just like Lynn
Just
Davis.
Like, kind
sort of
like
the underworld side of the Warren Street Project.
And Lynn Davis documented all of Warren Street.
Yeah.
So he was like, I think he said he didn't even get out of his car sometimes. He was just like, he would wait, you know, he would stalk the buildings while the sunlight was on them and, you know,
he did a
around.
Drive-by.
Yeah. And but so he told me that he told me that he had taken these pictures. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to see these because I've been taking pictures in the alleys. And Peter Spear, who's the other person in the show, he was taking a lot of pictures in the alleys, and he and I had sort of connected on Flickr. This is like before Instagram and Facebook, and if you were taking pictures, you put them on Flickr. And so Peter and I were sort of commiserating about things getting torn down and helping each other identify things and whatever, and admiring each other's work. And then, then Bill tells me about this whole batch of photos that he took. And I said, well, I want to see them. And he said, well, maybe someday I'll get around to scanning them because they were slides. And, you know, you have to scan the slide and then process it, you know, whatever. It was a big project for him to do.
Just stop you one little second to say, I know Bill as a composer and a musician primarily.
Yeah.
I didn't know this side of him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So... So this conversation happened several times over the course of several years, where we'd run into each other, and he said, "Oh, you know, one of these days I'm going to get those photos out and whatever." And finally, about 2 years ago, I think it was 2 winters ago, he called me up and he said, "Guess what? I scanned the slides and I printed the scans and I want to show them to you." And I was just so excited. And he came to my shop and he had these portfolios of these photographs. And I drooled all over them. And I said, "Oh my God, we got to have, people have to see these. They're really beautiful. You'll see them, of course." And I was just at the Opera House 10 minutes ago. They just hung all of Bill's work today. And
this is where the exhibition will be.
When's it opening?
Saturday at 5, we have the opening reception.
And it's going to hang for how long?
4 weeks. It'll be up till February 19th.
How many photos altogether?
There's 18 of Bill's. Mm. There's 30 of mine. Mine are small because I'm shy, and and I'm not a real photographer, so a lot of my pictures were not taken at
optimum
resolution and mm-hmm. whatever. So, and then Peter has probably about 8 or 10 works, and his are large.
So it's around 50.
Yeah,
five,
and they're all in the main hall there. So it's it's all and the Opera House, as you know, has been undergoing all this restoration, mm-hmm. and the floors have just been sanded and restained and polyurethane.
Cool. So, is anybody going to speak at the opening, or is it just?
I don't think so. I don't.
Will there be snacks? Ellen always has to have snacks.
There will be snacks
and white wine.
I think they promised me grapes and cheese.
Okay.
And wine.
Yeah, there you go, Ellen.
And sparkling water.
I'm a sucker for grapes and cheese.
I know.
That's kind of the gist of it. I said, "Oh my God, we got to show these photos." And then I thought of Peter and I thought of myself and I thought, well, we'll just, have a show. And it'll be a little bit of now and then. And, each of us, our work is all extremely distinct from each other's.
That was going to be my next question. I mean, do you share an aesthetic of favoring the sort of old and decaying?
Yes, garage? Of course. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what I...
And... I've noticed lately it's getting really hard to take nice pictures in the alleys.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting really challenging. Yes. A lot of stuff just like in the alley behind my house that is between 5th and 6th Long mm-hmm. Alley. Just this year, Chris Freeman, he had this really fun little two-story building and it was all covered with this corrugated rusty tin and stuff like that. And he redid the whole thing. It's all like brand new siding now, and he's going to, turn it into a rental property.
So do you have to go back and document again at some point?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I do whatever I feel at the moment, I guess. But I feel like a lot of stuff has just in that streetscape, like between his place and my carriage barn, two more garages, I think they were Gellert properties, just got demolished within the last 2 weeks. So it's kind of like how we complain about something being torn down mm-hmm. on Moore Street, how it makes a gap in the streetscape, and it kind of,
I assume, I'm pretty sure things on the alley, though, are protected by
historic
preservation as much as...
You think?
I think so.
I kind of doubt. I mean, when Lisa talks about the amount of demolition that's going on, those things are not coming up before they...
I mean, nobody's going to go to Phil Gellert and say, "You tore down a funky old, down garage."
Actually, there was quite an uproar for a while about the building on Union that the person who wanted to buy it wants to tear down a Phil Gellert building. And they couldn't get permission until it was demonstrated the building was beyond repair. So maybe they did demonstrate
these.
Well,
these were just garages.
Yeah,
but
they were.
They were part of my mm-hmm. little photographic.
Mm-hmm. Well, it has to be visible from the public way.
Yeah, and they are.
Mm-hmm. And
the alley is a public way.
But they weren't,
though? I don't know.
They're not
the
in a historic zone.
Oh, that's right.
I live in this little black hole.
That's right.
Between Columbia Street and Long Alley.
That's
between Columbia and State is not historic.
That's right.
historically designated.
Because I know David Petrovsky bought that building, and it's not in the historic district.
Right. So
maybe we have to get it.
No, designated. No, no, Ellen, please. Enough with the historic district stuff. Jeez Louise, you want to turn into Disneyland? Disney World? Sorry.
No.
I'm with Ellen.
Anyway.
No, if you're trying to save the buildings, it's one way to think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's also proposals for making new rules about alley properties. To allow,
to allow
apartments above garages where people build up.
That's probably the next wave.
It probably is, and it could solve some of the housing problems in the sense that if they made them
like have a grandmother's cottage, or
with lower rents than the sort of Warren Street rents.
Mm-hmm.
Possible, I don't know. Of course, it could end up with more Airbnb. So who knows?
Yeah,
and there's always the problem of parking on Warren Street because people won't. Most people do not use the garage to put their car in. They use it for storage and park their car.
Unless
on the
you
street.
Have an automatic door, you're not going to use it for your car. So a lot of things have just gotten torn down, and there's a lot of parking spaces. Like Prison Alley between 2nd and 3rd is a lot, basically a lot of parking spaces. And, it's really, you know, now that I've been watching for 15 years, it's, you know, it's definitely, it's very incremental, but it's changed a lot, you know. And when you see Bill's photographs, which are from 1998, you know, it's like, they're so charming, all of these garages and barns.
Have you ever noticed someone putting up something nice architecturally? Something that's, you know, a renovation or new?
Well, Chris did a nice job on the thing that he did. I think he used, you know, he's wood siding and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of times, but at the same time, he has this really big building behind his, the house that he lives in on Columbia Street. And had these beautiful doors that had all the little window panes, and he tore those off and put on a vinyl door. So that was another like sad moment for me because I don't like vinyl.
That's
vinyl doors. And
that's enough to send historic preservation into catatonia.
That's
what are you
going
to do? You know, I have wooden windows on my house, and I have a whole back porch, it's all windows, and my whole front porch is like 125 panes of, and it's all wooden. And we have to kind of do maintenance, like every couple of years. We have to take it all apart and fix it. And it's a lot. I understand, you know, it's a lot of maintenance to have wooden things.
It is indeed.
Well, there are certain unspoken rules, I was told anyway, about alleys, and that is, I mean, people, if they want to
avoid people,
yeah,
it's understood that you're not available for conversation if you're walking in the alley meet somebody.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
That's good to know, so I can be rude.
Those 3 o'clock
so
and 4
okay
o'clock.
It's okay to be rude and standoffish when you're walking in the alley. Like,
oh, yeah, people
don't
definitely.
Don't forget the rule.
Yeah,
I'm people not here to run into people. Right. If I wanted to run into people, I'd go out to Warren Street.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, it sometimes takes 15 minutes for me to go to the post office.
I hear you, yeah.
Or 30 if it's politics. Our intern, intern.
Look who showed up
here.
An hour and a half late.
Hello.
And look who has a camera in his hands.
No, he has my Zoom.
Oh, your Zoom.
He's returning my Zoom recorder. Good boy, Jake.
Our ex-intern, Jake Ebel, just walked in, folks.
This is Lisa Durfee, our guest, Jake. And, you know, just feel comfortable. Walk right in, interrupt the show. We don't care.
How's it going, everyone? Your favorite person is back.
No, I was here already. Oh, you mean you? Okay, I get it. Do you have any questions for Lisa?
What are you guys talking about?
Talking about the alley show. Yeah, Lisa, because some people are riding around in their cars and probably just turn the radio on and they wonder what we're talking about.
We're talking to Lisa Durfee, who's one of the photographers whose photos will be shown.
I'm the wannabe. There's two photographers and me. Let's put it that way.
Lisa, do you think he looks like a young Tom Cruise?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, he goes home and tells
himself. He looks like somebody I went to college with, and that's
really?
Reading more to me, yeah.
Was that Tom Cruise that you went to college
with?
No, I did not, thankfully.
Was that Tom Cruise that you went to college with?
Why would you show up this late for the show?
Why not?
Okay. You want to take it over?
What?
You want to take things over?
Sure.
There's also another thing I want to say about alleys, which is that these big trucks, I mean, that's one of the purposes for having an alley.
To do deliveries to there.
Is to do deliveries. And that makes traveling through the alleys difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to be traveling through the alleys anyway. You know, are you?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do.
Well, a lot of people, their cars are parked back there.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them illegally, like a lot of people park them in the alley, and some people have little spots, like I have a little spot now.
Yeah, you're not supposed to park in
the
alley.
Jake, do you ever hang out in the alleys of Hudson?
All the time. It's a go-to spot, actually.
Seriously? Are you serious?
No. I'm not serious. I was getting your hopes up, wasn't I? You were hoping I was a hood rat.
Is that what you call a hood rat?
Yes, that's a hood rat.
Jake does not hang out in the alleys. I've seen him there on the corner of some of the alleys.
I see.
Call him a corner boy.
Well, they're talking about putting stop signs at each street at the alleys, which I think is a pretty good idea.
It is, because a lot of people don't have the common sense to just stop and look. And
right.
It is pretty amazing, people speeding down the alleys. It's like, what could they possibly be thinking that they wouldn't stop at the end of the where it intersects with another street? But there's been many accidents from that situation.
Well, maybe we can.
Well, Jake, in case you didn't know, Lisa and two other amateur photographers. Is that okay to call you an amateur photographer?
You can call me an amateur. Yeah.
Are having a show at the Hudson Opera House, which I'm sure you'll attend on Saturday. Opens at 5 p.m. the opening, and it's going to be up there for 4 weeks. Ellen, what's the number on Warren Street of the Opera House?
327 Warren Street, I happen to know.
It's embedded in your head, I know.
And have you seen it since they took that wall down? The staircase is exposed in the back?
Is it?
No,
yeah.
No.
It's not sanded and restored yet, but the staircase is part of the hallway now. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Can't wait to see that.
Well, the wall was temporary for like 5 or 6 years.
Well, there were two walls. There was the wall first.
Oh, that's
They moved the
then
wall
there was
closer.
There was a real wall,
and I we didn't really know until like probably 2 weeks ago that we would that the wall was coming down. So we were kind of
hoping
you know,
for that to put stuff on.
Yeah, we didn't really know how much wall space we were going to have. So,
wow,
we were lucky that in the end it did come down, and it's all. You know, because we needed all the space.
So people may want to go upstairs because they'll be able to see
the
stairs.
Oh, they'll block that off. Yeah, they'll have the velvet rope up for that.
Oh, I guess so. Okay.
I don't think they want people going up there.
I remember the upstairs when there were pigeons living in the ceiling.
Hmm.
Anyway, back to alleys. What else can we say about alleys? People love alleys.
They do. They're like little secret places and... there's just a lot going on back there.
That's what I love about both Chicago and Philadelphia have a lot of alleys. I love that.
It's a rough time of year right now to appreciate them because it's, you know, cold and there's no leaves on the trees and there's garbage everywhere and everybody's demolishing their cute little barns. And
were you here? How long have you lived in Hudson?
Almost 17 years. It'll be 17 years in March.
I've lived here longer than you have. I thought you were here long before.
Can you believe Ellen's bragging about having lived here longer? Mm-mm. That's what it comes to in Hudson.
Not bragging.
I've only been carrying a camera around since they came up with little digital cameras that fit in your pocket. And I really regret that I wasn't carrying around a camera earlier. But that's why I was so excited when Bill told me that he had these photographs.
Maybe you can make a book. Out of these, these photos.
Yeah, maybe. A calendar, a book,
a
mugs
calendar.
And t-shirts.
Poster.
Poster.
Like like the doors of such and such. You know, they have those posters out there.
Yeah,
I don't know. I shelled out a lot of money just doing a lot of my own, printing out my own work. So it was a little daunting. I did consider, Peter Spear has a beautiful coffee table book. It's like... that thick. And it's he's got all his images in one book. And then he also has a smaller paperback book. I'm not sure where you can get that. You can get it from him anyway, I'm sure.
Which Peter Spear is this?
The one...
Father of Iris.
Father of Iris,
I was
going to
say
yes.
The baby daddy.
Yep. Are you implying they're not married?
No.
Well, I was about to say son-in-law of Don Moore, but they're him and Kate aren't married, I don't think,
oh,
right?
My God. I don't know. Who knows? It's Hudson.
Scandal.
Who cares?
What is the FCC going to think about our bringing this subject up?
Oh, Ellen. Well, Lisa, thank you for coming in and talking about your show.
Thank you so
which
much
is
for
Saturday,
having
once
me.
Again, Saturday, open Saturday at 5 p.m., the Hudson Opera House.
48 hours from now. It's getting really close. It's very exciting.
Very exciting.
I hope everybody comes. And everything will be for sale. There's nothing over $400.
Can't talk about money.
Oh, I can't?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, I take it back.
But thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been a
see everybody on Saturday.
Yep, you'll definitely see us.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.